You're listening to Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark, in for April Bear. Just as you're ready to sink into a morass of isolation and late summer doldrums, Michigan singer-songwriter May Erlewine is back with a new record guaranteed to float you away to a better place. April Bear takes it from here.
It's the way that you walk in the room.
The title is Anyway, and it was recorded with someone else who Michigan listeners know well. The band leader is Woody Goss, one of the minds behind the Ann Arbor funk phenom Wolfpack. These songs melt in your mouth with a deliciously post-Bacharach vibe. Erlewine's delivery has the liberated feel of someone secure in her strengths who's ready to try on something new. May Erlewine joins us from her home in Traverse City. May, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You know, I think a lot of people have, you know, grown familiar with your sound and various explorations in the rooms of the House of New Folk, I guess. But this record is just like a glittering artifact from another era. I felt like I was waiting for Sharon Tate to materialize in a jumpsuit and ask me if I could come out with her for some Brandy Alexanders.
That's amazing.
If there was a mood board for Anyway, what would it look like?
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, we really just wanted it to feel free and to be just really present in the room. So, you know, it's rich. It's like a sort of rich tapestry of music that was inspired by some of our favorite stuff from, you know, the 60s and 70s probably. And so we just really kind of went for this sort of free, luscious feeling with the sounds and also the energy in the studio. And so it was a lot of fun.
You and Woody worked together on another album a couple of years ago, Mother Lion. I wondered what the connective tissue was from that record to this one. Was there some sort of musical door you two discovered that you needed to open together?
Yeah, that's a great way to say it. I think, you know, in Mother Lion, we were recording in my producer's studio, which is pretty small, and we were all in the room together. And so Woody is playing the piano, which is this beautiful old upright, and I was singing right next to him. And we had never really met or really had many interactions before this recording session. But because of the way the songs were arranged, the piano was such a partner to the voice. And so we were like partners through that whole record, which was a really sort of deep emotional sacred space we went to. And we found that we were just good partners in sounds, you know, and had a lot of similar loves in music and loves in nature. And so we just had a connection around a sensitivity to those things that I think we both felt like we wanted to explore more. And so Woody, you know, he said, this music is so orchestrated and composed, and that's beautiful, but I would love to do something that's really free and like there's not as much composed pieces and it's just people playing in a room. And since we both loved that kind of music a lot and shared it back and forth, it just was natural for it to come together. And it took a few years to make it happen, but we did.
The first single is called Days Go By.
All I know is a simple truth. I like watching the days go by with you.
And it's so, like you say, so free and free-flowing and just really so great to hear in this moment. I was wondering when it was written.
We started recording this record almost 2 years ago or maybe a year and a half ago. So it was written a long time ago, and Woody and I collaborated on a lot of the writing, and so I just wrote that song. I was actually not in a relationship at the time, and so I wrote a lot of love songs for this record around my ideas about love, which was a really fun thing to do.
Yeah. The last record we had from you were traditional songs really rooted in the folk protest movement. So I almost feel like we're getting a look back at where other places your brain has been, where your songwriting brain has been in the meantime. How is the heft of this year sitting with you?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I am really concerned about the state of this country politically and in our leadership right now. And Second Sight, my last record, was very much commenting on that sort of grief and how to move forward as a people in this country and to stay engaged and stay in our hearts and in our hopes. And so that's swaying heavy on my heart as things are really dire right now. And the pandemic is putting a different kind of strain on everybody financially and just emotionally with the social limitations. And so I feel all of that, like everyone does, and go up and down with it. I feel lucky that I am healthy and lucky that I can create art in this time. And I've been writing a lot, and I'm going to continue putting out stuff that's more current.
You know, artists can't always control the environment into which they're going to midwife their creations into the world. And it is kind of an accident of timing that we should get this kind of record from you in this moment. But was it in some ways, as you guys were putting the final work into it, was it helpful to have something else to focus on that wasn't maybe about economic pressure or just the intense social moment that we're living in right now?
Yeah, it absolutely was. And in fact, I was painstakingly finishing Second Sight when we started working on Anyway. And it was such a drastic difference because Second Sight I was producing alone, and it was very, very like part meticulous, and I was editing, you know, for hours and hours. So having this free just music making and connection with the musicians in the room and collaboration with Woody that was very open felt so good at the time. And it's funny now to be releasing it now. We were going to release it in the spring. And then when the shutdown happened, we just pushed pause. And then I felt like we could wait a while. But I thought that people would enjoy these songs just in their uplifting kind of joyful sentiment and free-feeling sentiments as we go through this weird summer, and just offering a little levity and just kind of, it's very easy to listen to music. It doesn't ask as much as some of my other material. So it felt like it might be a good time to put it out anyways.
Where did you and Woody and the band record?
Well, Woody has sort of found this incredible group of musicians in Chicago, and he's from Skokie. He grew up outside of Chicago. And he found this amazing band that has been recording at Rax Tracks recording studios in Chicago. And his friend Noam is engineering and has been engineering there for a long time. And so that's where we made the record.
If you're just joining us, my guest is singer-songwriter May Erlewine. She's talking to us from her home in Traverse City. She has a new record with the Woody Goss Band called Anyway. Will you tell us about one of the tracks that sort of evolved through the recording process? You mentioned that this was the kind of album that you made of everybody just getting into the room and playing music. Tell us about one of the songs that really gelled in that process.
Yeah, it was, you know, there's a few different kinds of things going on. One of the things that was happening is that Woody was sending me pieces of instrumental music that he'd written for me to write melody and lyric to, which is something I hadn't done very often, but not at all with such complex chord structures and arrangements for me that were a little less traditional. Like, and so one of the songs that we released, Palm of My Hand, was very jazz oriented, and the progression was sort of winding and a little tricky. And it was one of the first pieces he sent to me to work on, and it was a little intimidating for me at first, but I just kept working on it.
Can I keep my sorrows all brightly strung around this room like curtains hung?
And then we went into the studio, and so I sent Woody the melody and lyrics back virtually, and then we met in the studio, and it was like the first time I'd sung it with the band, and that was when we recorded it, and I only sang it, I think, three times. So the first time I'm like actually ever really singing the song with other musicians was the recording. And we were really just in the moment together, feeling the music.
Do you think that this making a record in this way brought you to any place unexpected, either in your writing or in some of your vocal interpretation?
I felt, you know, since I was just singing and since Woody was producing the record, and also I didn't know the band at all until I went in the room. So I didn't feel the pressure to manage anything, which was a new thing for me. I've basically been very involved with every single one of my records as a voice, as a producer. Even with Motherlion, which Tyler Duncan produced, he asked for my voice as an artist to be there, you know, in that with him. And so, which I wanted to do. So it was really relaxing in some ways to just sing. And the songs were written intentionally in a very relaxed place in my voice. And so it felt very easy. And it was nice to just uncover that ease and to know that that's a place that can be created and kind of explore what that feels like to do in a recording sense.
I really think it's to you and Woody's credit that this album comes across with all that ease and assurance at a time when everyone is just feeling so much not at ease and so unsure of everything that's going on. I wondered if you'd be comfortable sharing just how things are going economically right now. Artists aren't exactly touring at anywhere near the level they would be in a normal summer. How are things going for you as someone trying to keep her head above water?
Well, it's such a hard time, you know, and when everything first hit, it was especially tricky because we had, you know, we plot out usually 6 months of work as artists. If you're touring a lot, you're looking 6 months out. And so it was pretty overwhelming to consider all of that being canceled. And I had two album releases, one with Woody and one with the Warblers, that was canceled. And that's a huge financial investment. So that was really a huge blow.
We should say, for those who don't know, the Sweetwater Warblers is a trio that you also record with.
Yes, it's a trio with Rachel Davis and Lindsay Liu, and we just came out with a new record called The Dream That Holds This Child. And so that was another piece of art that I was working on that was affected by the pandemic for sure. And so I feel grateful. I have an incredible team, and I also am a resourceful person. And so I just started digging into what I could do and what might work. And I didn't really hit a stop button when the pandemic hit. I just thought, okay, how can I continue to use my art and the community and serve like I always have, but just in this new way? And so I didn't really stop, which I think was good actually in retro. But I just kind of kept playing. And luckily, I feel so fortunate that there is a community around my art that has supported it all these years that really cares about it, because that's how I'm staying afloat right now, is the people that believe in my voice and are taking their own hard-earned dollars in their own probably economic crisis and supporting my art as a thing of value during this time. And that's just what's allowing me to keep making it, you know, and not have to go be a waitress or whatever.
Yeah. Do you mean Patreon and merch sales?
Patreon and then my online concerts and the generosity of people tipping is basically the way I'm surviving right now.
Yeah. We should note, you're also parenting through all this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's a heck of a time to just be juggling that particular intersection.
It really is.
Do you miss the road at all?
I miss playing with my bandmates so much. Like, that is my hardest grief, I think. And then I miss, you know, playing for people in a room and the energy that comes back from the audience. I have a friend who studies this, kind of what the phenomenon of what happens when art is shared in a space. And it's sort of a circle, you know, the audience is part of the art. And so I miss that part of the art a lot. But I don't miss driving. I'll tell you that.
The last song on the record is kind of a sad little tune, a sort of farewell. Will you tell me about it?
Yeah. That song Woody sent, and I think it's just him on some sort of keyboard. and maybe very little else going on. And he sent it to me. I wrote this little piece that was almost more like a poem that went along with the music just as it was without editing it or anything. And so I thought, oh, maybe we'll arrange this into a bigger song or something. And when I sent it to Woody, he was just so moved by the little thing that it was on its own that we decided just not to touch it. So when we recorded that one, it was just me recording vocals over that piece.
I stood there in the churchyard. They would not let me through. I tried to find the light inside. I guess I never knew. I never saw the heavens or made my masterpiece. I never met all the things you wanted me to be. I wanted to walk freely through the world with you, but I could not find your heart and mine.
It was a really special moment in the whole process. I think a couple of people there cried and I was tearing up. It's just like this song about a love that you saw but couldn't really have, you know, and so it's just this sweet little sad poem, and it was just totally inspired by Woody's piece of music. I just sat down with it and all the words just came right out. So it's kind of its own little quirky thing. And it's very different than the rest of the songs on the record. But we both just had such an affinity toward it that we just wanted to keep it on there.
It's really beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I just had one other question for you. The cover photo on Anyway is a scream. It's you and the band looking sort of like, I guess, the Kingston Trio's slightly off-center cousins. Was that a fun one to shoot?
Yeah, I had the idea of, you know, like the Herb Alpert Tijuana Brass Band covers, vinyl covers.
Whipped Cream.
Yes, there's so many of them where it's like him in this crazy band and they've got these crazy outfits on. And I just said, Woody, can I like bring you guys like teddy bear bow ties and like can you wear suits and can we do this Herb Alpert kind of vibe for the cover? And luckily, he was totally into the idea, and so his dad actually came and shot the photos. He's a Michael Goss's amazing photographer, so he came and shot those for us, and so it was really fun.
May Erlewine's new record with the Woody Goss Band is called Anyway. It is available for a very limited number of days, pre-ordered for vinyl, and will be more widely available on all the platforms where you get your music. May Erlewine, it's really great to hear your voice and this new record. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you so much.